Ephesians 4:3, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Do you have something that is worth guarding and protecting? I bet you do. You could say your spouse, children, parents, your health, wealth, personal safety. And as Christians, we would include the oneness we enjoy as God's holy people. The Apostle Paul calls it the unity of the Spirit. This union of believers is something the Holy Spirit has brought about. In our creeds, we refer to our bond with the family of believers throughout the world as the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. This is the sum total of everyone in the world who believes in Jesus as their only Savior. Since the Spirit created this unity among God's children, we did nothing to make it happen, but we certainly could damage this Christian relationship. Which is why we are urged to maintain this unity, literally, to guard it or protect it. Our prayer from There's a Prayer for That. Praise to you, O Lord, for the message of salvation to all people through your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, Christians gather in many places in the world to praise your holy name. Keep me and all believers strong in faith until you gather us all to be with you in heavenly glory. Amen.